from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Peter Turone. The televising of this Mass is made possible by contributions from three donors. The first is Patricia Gagné from Ottawa, Ontario, in loving memory of her husband Ed on the 17th anniversary of his death, and her cousin Father Leonard St. John, who passed away on August 20th, 2022, and for the health and well-being of her living family members. In thanksgiving for the Daily TV Mass and for all those who make the Daily TV Mass possible for our viewers. The second are the Beaudry and Gervais families and friends from across Canada, in loving memory of Aldea Beaudry and Wilfred Gervais. The third is Ellen Howey from Altamont, New York, in loving memory of her husband, Richard William Howey. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of the Mass. Today, as part of our week of Masses for Prayers for Vocations, we pray for those living their vocations as missionaries and for those called to the religious and consecrated life, that they may follow the faithful example of the Virgin Mary as she fully lived her vocation, which allows us to pray with confidence. O Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, to you we commend those called to follow your Son, especially for all religious, consecrated men and women, and for those who serve as missionaries, may they courageously follow our Lord's will. Assist them to answer yes to the divine call, as you did at the invitation of the angel. Draw them near to your heart, so that they can understand the joy that awaits them when they answer your Son's call to be witnesses of his love in the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days, when by your gift we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard the official reading the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The official replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does a prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus. And as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Those who have been fed by the five loaves followed Jesus to the other side of the lake and asked him for a sign that they should believe in him. Jesus said to them, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God, he has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My brothers and sisters, during this week where we pray for vocations, we're very blessed to be able to have today's word where we hear God operating through his own. We see Philip, who's one called by God to go and to evangelize, to bring the good news of salvation. And then we also see what he's doing, and then also in the context of the gospel, where Jesus, he who is the bread of life, through his word and through his body, He gives us everything that we need to be able to be in this constant intimacy with him and to receive everything that we need in order to be faithful to our mission. As a parish priest and as a missionary, it's always a great honor to be able to accompany people on their journey. And when you arrive in a new parish as well, where I am right now, and then getting to know the different people and we get to know each other, we learn to discover different things about ourselves and also about the many different people who really want to be able to follow the Lord in a deeper way. And it's always a great thing. And one of the questions that people will often ask is, so what is God calling me to do? What does he want? Well, Jesus himself says the first thing that he wants for all of us is to be baptized and to believe, right? To believe who he is, that he is in fact the Son of the living God. And when I believe, I already begin to participate in eternal life. So it's that belief. And then from there, we receive this vocation, this mission. So through our common baptism, all of us are sent out into the world like Philip. Not everyone is called to baptize, but whether we baptize or we lead people to baptism and where we share the good news, right? That's what matters in the end, that we bring them to the source of life, Jesus Christ. So I've met many people, many lay consecrated in the parish. I've met single people, and they ask me, they say, Father, so what am I supposed to do? I'm not called to the priesthood. I'm not called to be a religious sister or a brother. So what do? Where is my place within the church? And that's a great question. Well, the first thing I would say is spend time prayerfully reading the scriptures. So we see both with Philip, because of his intimacy with God, he was able to hear what God was calling from him, what he was asking him to do. And we know that, again, this is so important by breaking open the Word on a daily basis and listening and reflecting on God's Word, that we can discover our mission within there. And one of the things that we see that's a very common characteristic among people that want to take God seriously is that they love the Mass. So they love the Eucharist, and they also spend time in silent adoration before the Lord. And that's something that I would highly recommend. The Church recommends that. Pope Francis speaks very often about the necessity of silence before the Lord. It's there by, again, reading his word before the bread of life and receiving him that I can discover what God is calling me to do. So in the parish, again, over the past little while, I've seen different people. And of course, because if they're not habited, they're not wearing a collar, you don't necessarily know what's going on in their lives. So I've met people that are lay consecrated, and again, single people that in their daily lives, wherever they are called to be salt and light. So they go to their work, wherever it may be, and then through their gestures, through what they say, perhaps what they don't say, that they give testimony to who Jesus Christ is. And that's something for us to reflect upon as well. I think we all have this, again, this universal vocation to love. We're called to express it in different ways. But all of us are called, again, to this sanctity, right? This intimacy with God and to lead other people there. When I was a missionary in Mongolia, I remember meeting this wonderful young woman who, through the testimony of a priest who would spend time in daily adoration, she discovered, right, the call to be baptized and then also to be a catechist. Again, she remained a lay woman, right? So she's part of the laity, and she would spend time, again, before the Lord in adoration, prayerfully reading the scriptures, studying the catechism, and the fire that was inside of her, it was something truly palpable, and she would go and she would spread that to her brothers and sisters, to those people that did not yet know Christ. And that's what the joy is that we have for each and every one of us. So we spend time constantly reflecting on this gift. You know, today's also the optional memorial of Anne-Marie Blondin, and we ask God, right, to recognize again the special role that women have and the beauty of being able to express again one's vocation in a different way, and also through education, right, through education. Philip explained the Word of God to someone else, and therefore they were able themselves to have an encounter with God. We can't tell people what their vocation is, right? There might be a temptation at times, but what we can do is to lead them to the source and to affirm, again, whether or not they're in the right direction. But we ourselves cannot do that. Of course, if we don't spend a lot of time in silence and prayer before the Lord, again, receiving the Eucharist and meditating on God's Word. It's such an incredibly important thing. and then finding new ways to also participate in the church. Now, we're in this period of the synod, right? The church is constantly encouraging us to listen to everyone. And perhaps, you know, many of us within the church have failed at times to recognize the role of the laity or of single people in particular. Again, so we haven't appreciated the important and critical role. The majority of the church, right, of our Christians are lay people. Many people are not priests. Again, they're not religious in the traditional sense, but nevertheless, they're the ones that are leading us. I myself was helped by two married women, right? So these two women, very holy women, and they're the ones that brought me to the Lord through the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I was able to discover that. So we entrust our brothers and sisters, we entrust our children, whatever state of life that you're in. Every single one of us has an important role before God, right? Without exaggerating, every single one of us is important to the Lord, and all of us are called to this universal mission to spread the love of God to our brothers and sisters. Again, but in order for us to do this, we need to be rooted in a very serious prayer life with the help of the Virgin Mary, always before the Lord with the Bible in hand. Let us now turn to the Lord with faith and confidence. We bring our prayers through the intercession of Our Lady to God our Father, who sent His Son to be our good shepherd and to lay down His life for us in love and service. We also pray for all those listed in the daily TV Mass prayer intentions book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During this week of Masses for prayers for vocations, the daily TV Mass community joins together to pray for all those discerning and living in religious communities and for those discerning and living consecrated lives, that they may courageously follow our Blessed Mother's example and our Lord's will. May they sense the call with greater clarity and have the courage to respond generously. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for all the Christians in this world who cannot practice their faith without fear. And we pray for those who live their vocation every day to serve as missionaries, to announce the good news at the peril of their own safety. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, hear the prayers of your people who praise you for your care. Through these prayers of intercession, may we never grow indifferent to the needs of your people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours would be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice, have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is a ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all is risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, while supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also, brothers and sisters, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.